This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers said Israeli forces left dozens of dead when they left parts of Gaza City overnight after a fierce week-long offensive that met with Hamas resistance. They said they collected about 60 bodies so far. Lucy Fielder reports for Reuters.
Israeli forces have retreated from some Gaza City districts after a fierce week-long offensive. They've left dozens of dead and wrecked homes and roads, residents and rescue services said on Friday. Bodies wrapped in white shrouds and bearing the names of the dead women and men lay on the floor at Al Ahli Hospital. The Gaza Civil Emergency Service said teams had collected around 60 bodies of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces over the past week from the area of Tel al-Hawa and the edges of the Sabra neighborhood in Gaza City. While tanks withdrew from some areas, Israeli snipers and tanks continued to control high ground at some locations and warned residents from there against trying to return home.
Reuters, Lucy Fielder. The NATO alliance completed its annual summit this week in Washington, celebrated its 75th birth anniversary and making long-term commitments of military support for Ukraine with NATO coordinating efforts. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The alliance agreed to a pledge of long-term security assistance and established the NATO Security Assistance and Training for Ukraine program. At a news conference Thursday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg explained how that program will work.
NATO will coordinate the training of Ukrainian forces at facilities in allied countries, plan and coordinate the provision of donations, manage the transfer and repair of equipment, and provide support to the long-term development of Ukraine's forces.
Stoltenberg said the allies also called out China as a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine.